Now first and 10. Hubbard in the backfield. Counter play fake. Deep drop by Walker. Screens it underneath. And hit immediately. Bentley diagnosed it. And Juwan Bentley, leader of that defense with a play.
Welcome back to Patriots Preview, driven by the all-new 2022 Honda Pilot. It's time now to discuss what will make the fans happy today. Presented by BetterHelp. Gain momentum toward a healthier, happier you with BetterHelp Online Therapy. For 10% off your first month, sign up at BetterHelp, that's BetterHelp.com/New England. And that player tonight, Juwan Bentley, 6 tackles, 1 for a loss last week. We welcome in Alex Barth of 98.5 TheSportsHub.com. Barthy, what's good?
How we doing?
Doing okay. You know what? I want to talk about a bunch of things with you, but let's start with the linebacker group for this team. At this point, as we now inch closer to the regular season, how is that group shaping up in your mind?
So I think this group has potential to really surprise some people. It was a group people were down on at the end of last year, and rightfully so. They didn't do a ton to address it in the offseason, but you look at Anthony Jennings taking the strides he has, Raekwon McMillan being healthy. I think Mack Wilson was a great addition, you know, speaking specifically on the inside there. There's a lot of talent there. Now the question is, what's the usage going to be? We've seen Jelani Tavaia as that second inside linebacker next to Juwan Bentley, which is interesting to me. I get why they like him in the sense that he plays the game the way they like linebackers to play. He was a Matt Patricia draft pick back in Detroit. But I just think Raekwon McMillan and Mack Wilson have maybe shown a little more. So seeing how that shakes out is going to be interesting. But I think the talent's there. I actually think this is a group, and not just the talent, the athleticism, the speed that people were calling for last year. I think it's all there. It's just a matter of now how they use it.
Just sort of piggybacking on that, you know, they have safeties who can drop down and sort of play in linebacker roles. We've seen that with Adrian Phillips the last couple of years back in the day with Rodney Harrison. So I want to ask you, what's the role for Jabril Peppers on this team? And does he definitely make the team in your mind? Because they're so deep at that position.
Yeah, that's a really good question. And that's something I've started to wonder. I was very excited when they signed Peppers. I thought that was a tremendous signing. I thought he has a lot of untapped potential in his game. But and he could play so many different spots, right? We haven't seen him. He really hasn't played at all this summer. He's coming off a torn ACL. So is it injury rehab? Is it just they feel like he hasn't earned the reps? It's tough to say. It's really hard to project his role because, like you said, there's a ton of depth in a lot of the spots he plays. Now, they may be a little thinner at slot corner if Jonathan Jones is going to play on the outside. That's something he's done. Maybe he's a situational pass rusher that's still a spot. You know, we think Josh Uche is going to play, but could be a rotation. But at this point, you're just kind of trying to fit him into where the mold is. It's hard to see like a defined role for him with the way other players have emerged.
We're talking with Alex Barth of 98.5, thesportshub.com. I know you wrote today on the website a little bit about some of the guys that have popped up over the course of this camp. We were just talking to Bob Sosi at the end of his conversation about guys who might be fighting for their roster spot here tonight or over the course of this week and next. What does it look like to you in terms of some of those guys that are on the bubble?
Yeah, so when you look at the bubble, to me, I think Lil Jordan Humphrey's still there. I think a couple of the UDFAs are there, LeBrian Ray, the defensive lineman, Cody Russey, an offensive lineman, interior offensive lineman, Brennan Schooler, DeMarcus Mitchell, the special teams guys. I think you look at a guy like Sean Wade, who I had as my 54th player in my last roster projection, looked good in coverage last week, but he had a couple of special teams miscues that I think caught Bill Belichick's attention. Can he make up for that tonight? That's the big question with him. So I actually wrote about this earlier in the week, basing it around Lil Jordan Humphrey, but really looking at the whole bubble. I think the way it stands right now, there's probably 12 or 13 players competing for the final 5 or 6 roster spots. And that's the number crunch that we're going to look at tonight. And that's really, to me, the big takeaway from tonight is ironing out those final couple spots.
I want to ask you sort of a big picture question here, Alex, and something that just I've been thinking about, you know, given what's happened on the offensive line. Would you lend any credence to the idea of flip-flopping Isaiah Wynn and Michael Wainu?
So on Wainu to right tackle, yes. I think he's better as a tackle. I've thought that. I thought maybe they'd given up on it until he played out there last week. I don't know that Isaiah wins a guard in the NFL. I know some people have speculated that, but
a lot of people thought he was when he came out more guard than a tackle.
Yeah, but I think some of the issues he has at tackle are just going to they're not necessarily going to go away at guard, right? And you could maybe say, well, the change of scenery helps, and that's not nothing. But, you know, would he be their best option at guard if they move Onwenu to the outside? Sure. But I don't know that it's like a lock that he's going to be better there. It still might make them better overall, but I like the idea of Michael Onwenu at right tackle a lot better than Isaiah Wynn at right guard. Like, so at that point, I wonder if it makes just as much sense if you're going to move Onwenu out there to then trade Isaiah Wynn and maybe get a team like Dallas to overpay.
That makes sense. Yeah, it's just interesting with Wynn if you're going to hold on to him. It just,
oh, yeah.
Given some of the zone blocking and inside and outside zone stuff they want to do, and I don't know if Onwenu is really a fit for that as a guard. You need those guards to be athletic and get out there. Wynn's certainly athletic enough. You know, the question with him has been, can you stay healthy and do you have enough leverage and length to really play tackle, whether it's left tackle or right tackle? Now, just something that popped into my head.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a good question. I think the status of Isaiah Wynn, the status of the offensive line as a whole, look, they have four new starters essentially up front. I know Trent Brown and Isaiah Wynn are back, but they're in new positions. And then you have two new starting guards with Onwenu kind of being the sixth lineman by the end of last year for the majority of last year. So you really have four new starters up front. And it hasn't looked great. So I think, you know, some people say, well, don't tinker with it. It could only get worse. I would say, I think you have to maybe keep experimenting with it because as it is right now, I don't know that it's good enough.
All right, Alex, appreciate you coming in.
Thanks for having me.
98.5thesportshub.com is where you get all of Alex's coverage of the New England Patriots, including coverage of tonight's game. Coming up next, we'll talk with Scott Zolak. He will join us from the stadium in Vegas. It's on the way on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.